From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Western diplomat in Vienna says the nuclear talks with Iran are not open-ended. The unnamed envoy told reporters the talks have been extended for the last time. He said either results come within the next 48 hours or they don't. After missing the June 30th deadline for a final agreement, Iran and six leading nations have now extended their talks until Friday. Greece said Tuesday it has made improvements in its financial plan in hopes of collecting more bailout money, but angered European leaders when its leaders showed up at a summit in Brussels without a written proposal. The top finance chief in Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc, Jeroen Dijsselbloem of the Netherlands, said he expects Greece to formally ask for a new bailout as early as Wednesday. Finnish Finance Minister Alexander Stubb says Europe is unlikely to approve a reduction in Greece's debt.
No, we're not willing to ease Greece's debt burden. We did that already in 2011. We did that also in 2012. We fully respect the result of the referendum. The door of the negotiations remains open, but at the same time, that door is very conditional.
Gunmen stormed a residential compound in northeastern Kenya Tuesday, killing 14 people. Gabe Josselow has more.
Kenya Interior Secretary Joseph Nkaiseri said the attack began after midnight when a group of al-Shabaab assailants raided a residential estate in Mandera town, setting off a bomb at the gate to gain entry.
Immediately after the IED's explosion, police on patrol swung into action and engaged the attackers.
14 people were killed in the attack. Gabe Josselow, Nairobi.
And this is VOA News. Republican senators Tuesday vented frustration over U.S. efforts to fight Islamic State radicals, also known as ISIL. Members of the Armed Services Committee grilled Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, at a hearing. Senator John McCain, the committee's chairman, blasted as delusional President Barack Obama's reiteration of U.S. strategy at the Pentagon Monday. Secretary Carter said America will deal IS a lasting defeat in Iraq and Syria through multiple lines of effort. Activists in Myanmar have gathered to commemorate the 53rd anniversary of the military crackdown on student protesters and the demolition of the historic student union building at Yangon University. About 20 gathered peacefully in the morning and about 50 protested later in the day. A police official said authorities asked the group to disperse but were ignored. After the commemoration, one prominent student activist was detained by police on his way home. Burundi's ruling party has won the country's parliamentary elections. The country's National Electoral Commission says the CNDD-FDD party won 77 out of 100 seats in the National Assembly. The win sets the stage for the presidential election scheduled for July 15th. President Pierre Nkurunziza is running for a third term, despite complaints from critics that he is violating constitutional term limits. Malaysia has reportedly agreed to recruit 500,000 low-skilled migrant workers from Bangladesh. The plan was welcomed by many in Bangladesh. Scores of people have left that country and risked their lives in search of work abroad. Details of the agreement, called a business-to-business mechanism, were discussed in Malaysia earlier this month following meetings between officials from both countries. Britain Tuesday marked the 10th anniversary of the Islamist suicide attacks on London's public transportation system. 52 people were killed on July 7, 2005, when four young men set off bombs in three subway trains and a bus during the morning commute. British Prime Minister David Cameron issued a statement Tuesday commemorating the victims of the attacks. Saudi Arabia said Tuesday authorities have arrested three brothers in connection with last month's suicide bombing at a mosque in Kuwait that killed 27 people. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in Kuwait City. That attack followed two similar suicide bombings at Shiite mosques in Saudi Arabia in May. Those attacks were also claimed by the militants. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.